Chairman, I'd like to support the election of Jane. Australian boards don't have enough IT experts on them, and companies spend hundreds of millions on IT. I just have a question, though, on this, going back to this related party dealings issue. I've been sent some information saying that we signed a $560 million contract with Accenture in 2007. Jane obviously was the managing director up to 2007. I understand Jane still has a substantial interest in Accenture shares, or has a very substantial interest. So I guess just in the interests of good disclosure, I just simply ask you to tell the shareholders about that. This person's telling me that Accenture is currently lobbying for big variations in contracts and that the contract's blown out a bit. I don't know if that's right, but I think when these situations happen where a major service provider then joins a board and there's a big legacy contract that has to be still managed, I know you'll say Jane leaves the room whenever Accenture comes up or something like that, but I do think you need to put it all on the table for shareholders just to have the maximum transparency around these sorts of related party transactions.
Just a little bit of a correction there, Stephen. The $560 million actually involves a number of providers, not just Accenture, and in fact Accenture is quite a small part of that 560, so it's not quite as 580, I'm sorry, as you indicated. Yes, I mean, the reality of the way contracts like that are done is they're negotiated at the management level. All the work is done at that level, really with no input at the board, and then if it's big enough at some point in time, it will come to the board and be reviewed. And when that occurs, then I can again say to you that anyone who has a conflict of interest is not present, doesn't receive the papers, and plays no role in the decision-making process. So we cover that very well. Let me just ask Ralph to just add to that, please.
I was interested in your comment, Mr. Main, in regard to the fact that there's problems with the program from the point of view of costs. I made the comment in my address that we're at least 3 months ahead of where we expected to be with this implementation, and in fact I can also confirm that we are currently running under budget, and so I'm very surprised at the comment you made and the fact that there were cost blowouts, because that is certainly not the case.